Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Mam Academy PH podcast show. I'm your host, Mama K, and I'm happy to be back for another round of a solo podcast episode for today. Like I mentioned last time in a previous episode, we would try to do more of the solo episodes, but I think quicker than our usual ones with a guest mom. So today I want to share with you something that's very personal to me and something that I've been constantly sharing with other moms, coaches, friends, as I speak to different workshops for Mam Academy PH. This is something that feels very personal to me, but I got encouraged to share this with you in this episode because I was just talking to a mom earlier and I shared this, the same encouragement that I'm about to share with you today on this episode. But before that, let me read my spiel. Hello, mamas, and welcome to the Mam Academy PH podcast show. It is good to have you back. And I'm super excited for another round of Mama Chats, Kwentuhan, learning, and more through this podcast episode. Very quickly, Mam Academy PH is a community for mothers, a space where we encourage, empower, and enable mothers to continue hashtag learning alongside motherhood. So if you're up to joining a learning community for moms, please do find us on Facebook and Instagram and join our upcoming learning events and sessions. And also do not forget to follow or share our podcast show, Mam Academy PH podcast show, to your friends, loved ones. We are on Spotify and iTunes, Apple Podcast. So back to our episode topic for today. I want to share with you what I call the someday list. You know, in the previous episode, I shared about setting goals, desires for 2025 as we kick off the new year. But you know, I got encouraged as I talked to this mom earlier. And I got reminded that, you know, for some moms, it would be easier for them to perhaps set a goal this year. But for other moms, might not be the same scenario. No, I was just speaking to a mom, and this mom that I was talking to, she says that, you know, as much as she wanted to set goals and big dreams for herself this year, you know, she just thinks that her season now is just to be with the kids, no? To nurture and take care of the kids. And it's valid too, right? So I share this. I'm coming from that place of, you know, I want to encourage the moms who may be in the same scenario that you still can dream big dreams, right? And in this someday list, the idea is that, you know, if you have your dreams, desires, aspirations, you know, things that you want to go back to, things that you want to restart, things that you hope to start doing, no? Or maybe hobbies that you want to pursue again, passions that you want to, you know, just chase. You can just write them down on your someday list. And there is no pressure of when will you pursue this, because in your mind, you know that, you know, this season that I have right now is just a handful already. You know, my time is dedicated for the kids right now. And maybe years down the road, who knows, 5 years, 10 years, or even less than that, you can go back to this list. No, the idea here is that you write your heart out, really express, no, you want to go to places, you want to start a blog or a vlog, do you want to write your own book someday? This kind of look interesting to me. I want to explore on this, but maybe not right now, maybe in the future. I want to encourage you to write them down as part of your someday list. And this list might be growing year after year after year, or you may be able to refine it as the years go by. No, but the important or the key idea here is that you write your heart out. Things that you want to start doing, you want to pursue, write them down in your someday list. And then, when the timing is right, no, go back to this list. In a previous episode, I know that Jude and I talked about this someday list, and I just want to harp on this message again because, you know, Jude was right in saying you don't have to push away your dreams completely while mothering. It may be that your season right now is not allowing you. You don't have much room to move right now in terms of time, flexibility, resources-wise. But it doesn't mean that it would be the same scenario for you years later. The Lord is faithful and we don't know what's up ahead for you in the future. So in consideration of that, you can write your heart out and put it all down in your someday list. Go back to it when the season is right. Pray about it year after year after year. And when you think you're ready to go back to it, take a look at it. You can write it in your electronic device. You can jot it down via an email, a blank note. I don't know what you fancy writing it to or on. Or maybe just, you know, a simple pen and paper. But the idea here is that you write it. Keep a note of it. Ano nga ba yung gusto ko? Because sometimes out of our busyness, we just tend to push things aside and say, maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's not the time. So why would I even spend, you know, my energy just to keep a note of it? But the idea here is that you keep a note of it because you want to be encouraged to go back to those dreams and passions and rekindle what looks exciting to you, what feels fun and joyful to you. Or maybe pursue, I remember this mom that I was talking to, she said, I know that God has blessed me with different talents and I want to be able to go back to that. Or explore further these talents that I have from the Lord when the timing and the season is right. So that's it for our very, very quick podcast episode for today. I hope that this encourages you. I don't know where you are in your season of motherhood, but if you are in that season when you feel like you're stuck with your children, you know, I hope that this speaks encouragement to you to continue dreaming, to continue aiming for yourself. Just write it down in your someday list. Someday, I will be able to do this when the season is right. So that's it for our podcast episode for today. Thank you again for tuning in for this podcast episode. I am excited to catch you again on our next one with a mom guest that we have on the show. Meanwhile, if this is something that encouraged you, please do share this with your friends, your family members, or your loved ones. And we hope to invite as much moms to the podcast episode, and not just that, to the whole community that we have in Mom Academy PH. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's it for our episode today. God bless you, mamas. Again, this has been your host, Kay, from the Mom Academy PH podcast show. God bless you and have an amazing learning.